This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. Our broadcast is made possible with support from these business partners: Freestar Bank Champaign, Ray's Heating and Air Conditioning Urbana, Prairie Ridge Farms Incorporated of Allerton, and Roland Realty of Champaign. These business partners join the Friends of WILL in making great programs possible, and we thank you all for your support. On the show today, we have Julie Beiler, who's music director of The Corral, based in Champaign. They're giving their annual See You at the Virginia program coming up on New Year's Eve, that is the 31st of December, at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. And she's brought along with her a couple of guests. We'll have a little live music and some from recent concerts of theirs, including one from just last month, a musical tribute to those who serve, Celebration of Life concert. And this was with the festival chorus and orchestra, guest conductor Dr. Craig Jessup. And here is one from that concert. That was a performance of the setting of a tune made popular by Jean Sibelius in his orchestral piece Finlandia, or really it was popular long before that. He took a kind of a national hymn of Finland and performed here by the Chorale of Champagne, conducted by, well, was that one conducted by you or was that conducted by Craig Jessop?
Actually, that one was mine. We opened the program that way.
Julie Byler is music director of the Chorale. They're going to be giving their annual See You at the Virginia program on the 31st. That's New Year's Eve. This year, it's a musical tribute to the American Songbook. Julie's with us on the show today and also brought along a couple of guests. And I'll let you introduce them, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. It's an interesting kind of bait-and-switch program that we have for you today. The guest portion of our program, the young artists and other young artists, are going to be Caitlin Dobbs and Stephen Larson and Annie Wrong and Derek Maninfor. However, Caitlin, when you said to me, Kevin, that you'd like live music in the studio, I asked Caitlin, and she's working today. So, because Eve Harwood, who's also here with me, is helping to produce, actually doing all of the work, producing this portion of the show.
The young artist portion.
That's right. And I knew Molly Netter, who is Eve's daughter, and who also was a young artist winner, recipient of ours in 05, I think, or thereabouts. Was in town from Japan. She's spending a year in Japan, but she's here to spend the holidays with her folks. So I said, well, Molly, since you, and she performed last New Year's Eve with us, would you come and sing one of the numbers that we're going to do New Year's Eve? So she's here to graciously provide you and us some in-studio live music.
Yes, yeah, since this is live and local, we like to have live music whenever possible. And just to kind of recap previous conversations in case somebody has not heard them or doesn't know about this program of the Chorale, the young artists you referred to with a capital Y and a capital A are artists who you have sort of in a competition every year, and then they appear with you at your annual young artist concert, and inevitably you have them both recent and not as recent ones come back and perform with you at some other concerts, including this one.
That's right. It was this event, actually, where we first began making money. 20 years, and I would like to say this is our 20th year on stage at the Virginia. 20 years ago, we started making some money and decided that we needed to give it away and worked with Willie Somerville in the first years, and he helped us set up a young artist scholarship program. That is to say, he furnished us with, from Urbana High School, some candidates. And we do this every spring now. We give away $1,000 scholarships to young folks who are going to continue their music studies at the university level. And then we do try to bring them back during their undergraduate and maybe even beyond that years so that they can perform for home audiences and at events that are of ours. We get to keep track of them that way and see what progress they've made. And
see if they've spent your money wisely.
Maintain the connection. Well... Right.
And speaking of, Molly was mouthing earlier that she thinks it was 2006 that she won the award. And so you got your $1,000. What did you do with it?
Well, I did just that. I went to music school in Ohio, the Oberlin Conservatory, and the money did help. I didn't have to work the first semester, and I fortunately got to travel abroad and do musical things in Italy and Germany. And coming back also really helped me. It was so nice to be able to come back and sing with the Chorale multiple times. So, yeah, both financially and in terms of relationship, it's been really nice to be a young artist.
Well, relationship is a big part of things, because when you develop a relationship with any performer, particularly if it happens to be a conductor, they can sort of sing your praises if they want, and you can maybe get other gigs sometimes, and you just, you know, a lot of networking going on. So you're done at Oberlin.
Yes, graduated in May.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You and my sister are now both Oberlin graduates.
Oh.
She went there for theater many years ago.
Oh, nice.
And what did you end up majoring in?
Started in composition and then ended up with an independent major in voice and composition and contemporary music studies. Basically, I was able to write my own major to suit what I wanted to do. So.
Wow, you and I have that in common, then. I started as a horn major at Northwestern and ended up writing my own. So
really?
What are you going to do with it now? And what are you doing? And where did you say you are right now?
Well, currently I'm teaching English in Japan in a high school in Kyoto. That's sort of my year away from music. Thought I would take one while I'm still young, while I still can. And then hopefully when I come back, I can maybe start trying to build contacts, build a career in music.
Yeah. Emphasis on the writing or the singing, or not sure yet?
The performing, mostly. The singing. If I can get multiple jobs, maybe a church job, sing in choirs, teach lessons, and perform when I can, that would be okay.
Multiple jobs is, that's...
that's all the, know
sounds
about
like a dream.
That's the bane of the musician's existence, if you want to be a musician and actually eat.
Yeah, I'm trying to be realistic.
Well, we had Keith Harden on here yesterday, blues and other kinds of singer-songwriter things that he does. And he's in Nashville. We talked about that, how you are a musician and need to eat and what he's needing to do there. And he said he actually had to come back to Champaign to make some money. So who knows? Maybe you'll be back with the – I don't know. Does the corral pay you every time you show up?
They do.
Do they?
In fact, because of the fact that we have some very loyal donors to this scholarship program who give on an every year basis for the very purpose of maintaining the integrity of the fund and building it up, we are able to pay. I can't say that we pay according to what they really are deserving, but then as musicians, we all know about that. But we do pay when they come back and perform for us.
Good. As well it should be. Well, it was nice of you, Molly, to come in and agree to sing one of Caitlin Dobbs's songs. What is Caitlin going to be doing? A few things in the young artist portion? Eve, we should let you talk about this since you're the producer of this second segment.
Caitlin is a person I came to know through Dan Perino, who had worked with my daughter Molly when she was about 15, 16, doing cabaret programs in town. And Caitlin is one in a long line of Dan Perino mentees doing cabaret programs. So she'll be singing a number of songs. She's going to do Secondhand Rose and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes and a couple of other numbers. She also has been working with Annie Wrong, who's a violinist who's at University High School right now, and they enjoy doing some things together. So they've got a couple of duets. Caitlin's going to sing Wouldn't It Be Loverly, and Annie's going to do the little violin obbligato where the tap dancing would be. Mm. It'll be violin.
And you'll be doing the tap dancing?
off stage, yes. I'll be holding my breath, counting. And then Stephen Larson is joining us, so that's giving us the opportunity to do some duets. So Caitlin and Stephen have worked together in the Urbana Park District Summer Youth Musical. Stephen's been the musical director in the summer. Caitlin's been in that program many years.
And Stephen did apply, was a young artist applicant back in the days when we only had bare minimum money and could only afford to give one scholarship at a time. So the connections are very interesting.
And he applied as a vocalist, so he's going to be
actually,
no.
At the time, he applied, I think, as a pianist. But he was like Molly. He sings and plays the piano and composes. He's kind of...
So what will he be doing on this program?
This time he's singing.
He's singing.
So they're going to do Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better. And I have fun writing different words, so... One of the verses that was about how quick they could each drink liquor I thought was not appropriate for the program, especially since Caitlin's still in high school. So I turned it into a battle of cell phones. You know, I can text faster than you, and I have more Facebook profile friends. So
until you threw in, you know, Caitlin's high school nest, I thought, well, but it is New Year's Eve.
Yes, but not when you're a junior
show.
In high school.
not at the Corral's concert. That's the alternative.
That's right.
Activity for, I suppose you could always go to the concert and then go to the party.
That's exactly why we have it at 7 o'clock, Kevin, so that you can go party or go home and put your feet up.
Or both.
Exactly.
I mean, there's plenty of time. You know, people be up for some of them for many, many hours. So we're talking about the See You at the Virginia program with the Chorale, 7 o'clock New Year's Eve. That's Friday, December 31st, at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But what is the song of Caitlin's, Molly, that you're going to be, what's the right word? Dubbing for her, so to speak.
Well, my mom and I will be performing Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Ah, it's a wonderful song. Molly Netter and Eve Harwood. Eve's at the piano at the Clavinova here in Studio F on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
And, of course, the theme is from the Great American Songbook, so this is a wonderful example.
Lovely. You just set the bar very high for Caitlin for the 31st.
Well,
that's Molly Netter singing.
Not to mention that in Japan it's, 3 o'clock in the morning or something. Molly's been here for a total of 3 days and hasn't had any recovery from jet lag, I guess. So I'm grateful, Molly, for that brave rendition this morning.
Thank you.
It's lovely.
It's beautiful. And Mother Eve Harwood at the piano. Who wrote that tune? I'm trying to remember.
It's Jerome Kern.
I was going to say Jerome Kern,
yes,
but I was afraid
right.
to guess.
No, you'd be right.
Because I thought maybe it's, I don't know. Yeah, so the program is a tribute to the American Songbook. And who are some of the other American Songbook writers that are on the program?
Well, Lerner and Lowe, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Irving Berlin.
And Jerome Cohen and
Gershwin.
And Gershwin, yes, Gershwin. Derek, actually. Derek Manin IV is another former Young Artist winner who will play, and will play some Gershwin for us, too, on the piano.
So. And he is at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston.
He is a junior at Eastern.
He's incredible. I heard him just last month with the Eastern Orchestra. They did the Rachmaninoff Rhapsody on the theme of Paganini, and it was just fabulous playing.
He is. He's
And you brought along an example of that.
Well, I did. I don't know how he would approve. It is, in fact, from the performance, the live performance that he gave the year that he won, which, of course, is now 3 years ago. But it's a little encore that he played. And I have to preface it by saying he was attracted to this at 17, okay? He heard a performance of Stars and Stripes Forever for two hands. I want you to remember that this is only two hands going on. But he couldn't find a copy, so he downloaded it from the internet and taught it to himself and played.
By ear?
Yeah, played it. Yeah.
Seriously?
And played it, and it's just, you know, it's it followed his serious performance and just kind of raised the house. It's fabulously delightful and just fun to listen to.
Here we go. Derek Manonfiore from 3 years ago with the Chorale on their Young Artists Concert here on Live and Local. we're all sitting in this room here just sort of marveling. Molly's over there trying to, like, figure out, how does he do that? Her hands are going across the imaginary keys and our heads are shaking. Wow, that's really incredible. So he was 17 when he did that.
He was, yes.
That's astounding. Derek Manonfior, who is now a junior, I think, maybe just a sophomore at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston, doing is I wonder if that is Horovitz's transcription of that,
because
there was one that he did all.
Yeah, I believe it is, and he won the scholarship in May of 8
with the chorale. Wow, that's fantastic! And so he's going to be participating in the concert on New Year's Eve along with soprano Caitlin Caruso Dobbs and what is he, baritone or tenor? Tenor Stephen Larson. And with piano or with an ensemble or?
With piano, we are fortunate to have Dr. Michael Hammer, who is the chorale accompanist, accompanying the young artists.
Another fabulous musician, I might add.
Yeah. Well, and then, so the first part of the program, Julie, is the chorale.
The chorale will open with Sunny Side of the Street, The Way We Were. Let's see, you're testing me here. The Nearness of You, Time After Time.
You don't have to give it all away.
And it's a grand night for singing. And
oh,
then we'll
song.
Introduce the young artists. Then Derek will play. And then
well, he's
we'll,
a young artist.
He is, indeed. And then we'll have intermission. And then the ever-popular sing-along, which Dan Perino has once again agreed to lead. I will just tell you that Dan has been with us nearly all of our 20 years. He was there the first time we opened the theater in May of 1991 after they showed the last movie there, just thinking that perhaps Champaign-Urbana might be interested in a downtown performing venue, filled the place, turned people away, turned around 6 months later and did the New Year's Eve, the first New Year's Eve show there. And Medicare 7, 8, or 9 played, and played various times throughout the course of this 20 years. And then as Medicare faded away, Dan became our song leader. So he will be doing the sing-along using the painted slides that they found in the basement in a jumble of things when they were trying to refurbish the bottom dressing rooms and so forth down there. These hand-painted slides were used when the theater was a vaudevillian theater. Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin performed there, and the sing-along was a really crucial part of the evening. The audience participated, and the slides have all the lyrics painted on them and other hand painting. So they're a vision to look at as well.
Well, I know you wanted to emphasize another aspect of the Virginia Theater, which is, of course, where this performance is taking place. And it's one of the two reasons you're on kind of a week early. One is that I won't be here next week, so we get to talk this way. But the other is that anybody who's paid attention to the Virginia Theater in this last year knows that it has been under reconstruction of sorts, lots of renovations. And so you wanted to assure people that, in fact, it will be open.
Yes, Virginia, it will be open. Yes, there may be some things not quite finished, but you'll be able to get in and enjoy the renovations that they have made to the lobby. And there are also, we've had quite a few hurdles to overcome. That I should say now that the ticket box office is not open, but if you call that number, it will ring you through to the Park District, which will get you to the Bresnan Meeting Center. Or you can call the Bresnan Meeting Center directly, and you can get your tickets there. They will hold them at will call at the theater. So there are just tons of ways that you can do it. It's doable, and I hope that people will make the extra effort.
Can they do it online on your website? Can they get tickets?
Not on our website, no. Okay. They do have to do it through the Virginia or the Bresnan Meeting Center. And that number is, help me, Kevin, 398-2550.
Oh, you passed the test.
All right.
217-398-2550. That's to get your tickets. And I guess you can go to the Bresnan Meeting Center if you want between the hours of 8 and 5:30, Monday through Thursday, and on Friday from 8 to 5. They are closed weekends and evenings and presumably on holidays. But, of course, this year the holidays are all on weekends.
And it's all on Kenwood Road over in West Champaign, right around John Kenwood behind Centennial High School.
Yeah, you might even want to call them for directions because I can't think where Kenwood is myself behind. Well, find the high school and poke around and you'll get there.
Yeah, so we want people to, we really want support for this young folks and for the chorale. As I say, it's the only thing we do all year long that raises, that charges ticket prices and that raises money for our program. So the kids will, after the sing-along, I think as I get back to this conversation, then the kids will come on. I call them the kids.
The kids, yeah.
They're in their 20s.
I think that's probably a reflection on something, but we're not going to say what here. They'll come and do their segment, which Eve has just cleverly put together. I can't tell you how wonderful it is to have somebody just say, oh, I'll do this section of the program for you, and you don't have to worry. And that's a fact. I don't have to worry. And then we'll all gather on stage at the end and sing Auld Lang Syne and go off and greet 2011.
And party till the new year comes in, if you want.
Whatever you
prefer. Or go home
prefer.
And go to bed.
Yeah, right.
Or get on TV and watch the other people party, or however you want to deal with it. You know, I wanted to ask a question of Molly. I should have asked it right away when you were done singing, because while you were singing with your mom, and I'm watching your mom make constant eye contact with you, I was sort of reminded when I was in high school and playing horn with my mom at the piano. Mm-hmm. And how is that for you? Is it something you've done a lot where, you know, your mom has accompanied you? I mean, is that something easy to do?
That's something that goes way back. Yeah, I've been so fortunate as a musician to have a mother who is also a musician who's really knows her stuff. So growing up, you know, she's also a music ed teacher, so she also taught me lots of different aspects of music. But playing together has always been my favorite activity that we do.
And it isn't, in fact, in our family, it's a family tradition. My mother was a piano teacher, so we played piano duets. And then when I became a voice student, that was our holidays. I brought home the material I was working on, and she played and I sang. And so it's very rewarding for me now to be the mom who's at the piano playing while my daughter is singing. And I hope to live long enough to see grandchildren, and Molly will be playing and the granddaughter will be singing. That's the idea.
Well, I gather, because you didn't mention it earlier, I mean, since you were sort of playing along with Derek, you also play piano, I guess. Mm. Yeah, sort of.
A little bit, yeah.
That family thing is really important. You know, my dad was a music teacher, and I band teacher and choral teacher, it all in one, did his own feeder system in a small town. Mm. Actually played for John Philip Sousa, so as I was listening to Stars and Stripes Forever. Yeah, he was in the first class at Interlochen that Joe Maddy put together for the summer music camp up there.
Interlochen, Michigan.
Yeah. So families working together making music is something that I wish I saw more of these days.
Do you have families in the chorale?
Oh yes. We have husbands and wives, daughters and mothers, sons and mothers. I think that about covers it, yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good combination. For, what, 50, 60 people?
We have 82 really? This semester. Given the bugs and flu that's going around, we may have 70 or so on the risers, but it's a large group this year.
That's fantastic.
And it is good. Husbands and wives, it's something they can do together, spend their Sunday nights.
I looked on the website yesterday, your website, and you have pictures of over the years, and I think there was one from very early on, and it looked like they were maybe 12 people on stage, something like that.
It looked that way. It's never that small. But yes, we started out with about 35 when we Christmas caroled on the streets of Mahomet in 82. That was our first public appearance, if you will. And then for a while, we were associated with Carl, in the sense that they provided us a quarter-time assistantship from the university. They had their own in-house group that was just not making it.
This is Carl Hospital.
Yes, right. And so I think the picture you might have seen was on stage at Krannert, as a matter of fact, a black and white picture. And we opened for their big events that featured Art Linkletter and Robert Fulghum.
That was it, yeah.
Yes, there were leaner years than others. That is true.
Well, yeah, speaking of leaner, I was looking at some of the folks that I barely recognized from present years, and some of them were leaner back then.
Well,
these things happen.
They do.
The Chorale is giving its annual New Year's Eve concert, See You at the Virginia, a musical tribute to the American Songbook, at the Virginia Theater, 203 West Park Street in Champaign. The concert starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available now. For reserved seating, you can call the ticket office, which is actually the Bresnan Meeting Center, since the Virginia box office is still being renovated, 217-398-2550. You can order your tickets there. Then you can pick them up either at the Bresnan Meeting Center, or you can get them at the box office the night of the show. And it will be open for that purpose. Evening of music from George Gershwin, Hoagy Carmichael, Irving Berlin, Marvin Hamlisch, many others. Tunes from the 30s, 40s, 50s, soprano Caitlin Caruso Dobbs, tenor Stephen Larson, pianist Derek Maninfiore, who we heard a little bit earlier, and the chorale, of course, under the direction of Julie Byler, and the young artists portion produced by Eve Harwood, and the sing-along led by Dan Perino with Dr. Michael Hammer at the piano. Oh, and will anybody be playing the Mighty Wurlitzer?
Well, interesting subject you bring up. The Mighty Wurlitzer is being renovated.
So that's still in
the works. It has been removed.
Oh, it has.
Completely from the theater. What we're trying to do is we have access to a Baldwin Theater organ. Not as big or mighty, so we probably can't call it the Mighty Baldwin, but we're in transition to see if we can bring it into the theater, hook it up to the sound system, and use it for the sing-along.
So that remains to be seen.
There will be a sing-along, no matter what, and Michael can play anything that has keys on it, let me tell you. But we're going to try and make the Baldwin work. It's just, like I said, it's an interesting year of adjustments and overcoming little hurdles here and there, but the Virginia is being they're making dust like crazy down there, trying to get finished up, so
including cleaning up some of the dust.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully, yeah. Well, we're going to go out with another performance from the Chorale. This was from, I think, just this past November.
Impossible Dream. Correct.
The Chorale, led by, was this?
This one is Dr. Leading? Jessup.
Dr. Craig Jessup, who was, and is the festival orchestra and choir all involved in this one?
They are.
This is All the Forces from this past November. Thank you all very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And Happy New Year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and to
you.
Everybody out there. I'll be gone for a couple of weeks after today. I should say that on tomorrow's show, we'll have... what are we going to have? Winter Voices. We on WILO TV, our companion station, has broadcast, of course, a TV version of a number of a cappella groups in the community doing Christmas music, and we'll be doing the audio version on the show tomorrow. And then on Friday, it's a rebroadcast from last year of Parkland College Theater's production with Bah Humbug Productions of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It's live and local on FM 90.9. And that was the chorale with the festival choir and orchestra conducted by Dr. Craig Jessup, who was guest conductor, along with music director Julie Byler, at their Celebration of Life concert this past November in Champaign. Or did they do this one in Urbana? No, that would be in Champaign. You can hear the chorale on New Year's Eve at the Virginia Theater in Champaign with lots of guests and the ever-popular sing-along. That was, of course, The Impossible Dream from the musical Band of La Mancha. Here's a look at some of the relatively few performances that are going on that I know about anyway in our listening area. Donnie Heitler is playing jazz as he does every Wednesday evening at the Great Impasta in Urbana starting at 6 o'clock. There's the weekly traditional Irish music session at Bentley's Pub in downtown Champaign. That starts at 7. Dave Cooper, Joni Dreyer, and Brad Hendricks are at Senator's Bar and Grill in Savoy. That's at 7:30 tonight. Caleb Cook is at someplace other than that one that is listed here. Rose Bowl Tavern, I'm being told behind me, is at around 6 o'clock tonight. Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater is continuing their performances of We Need a Little More Christmas, Thursday through Saturday. Well, Thursday and Friday, I guess, at 6 o'clock, and they may have through the weekend as well. It's the annual Keithmas celebration with Keith Harden and friends at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. Actually opens at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. I think he's supposed to start playing at 8:30. Reverend Robert is at Doherty's Pub and Pins in Decatur at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. It's the U2 Duo at the Clark Bar in Champaign tomorrow night at 7. And George Faber and friends are at the Iron Post in Urbana on Christmas night. That's the 25th at 7 o'clock in the evening.